This recording, Illinois 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job at a suburban private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When Sarah got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see this in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sympathetic, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unusual mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was a strong and huge, so it could take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, try gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her effects was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the veteran's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered the effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, even 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can imagine paying for so much, but Mrs. Harris, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, that ends that story. This winter, I'm going to just kind of take it easy, and I'm going to rejuvenate and revitalize some old fishing plugs that has been in my family for generations. After I had purchased the necessary equipment to repair these fishing plugs, paints, hooks, eyelets, and ballots, I went at this task very easily with a set of tweezers, a magnifying glass, and a small paintbrush. Through time and effort, and a few cuss words now and then, I was able to restore one of the prized fishing lures that my father possessed back in the 1950s, a Lucky 13. It truly was lucky. My older brother had caught a 5-pound bass on it at the age of 10. Myself, I had caught a 9-pound bass on it in my youth also. Well, I don't know what more to say about restoring fishing plugs. If one has the time, the equipment, the effort, and a good dialect of heathenistic cuss words, this task can be performed easily on a cold winter day. Now, as far as fly fishing and retying flies in my youth, I gave that up long time back. The cuss words outnumbered my ability to tie the flies properly, so I just continued to purchase them. However, this successful venture into restoration of ancient, vital, sentimental fishing plugs was quite successful. I do not know if I will keep these plugs, pass them on to another generation, put them in a flea market, or use them as a prop in preaching the need to have more concentration and less cussing at my local church.